Giving back is a powerful way to help a community. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Megan Downing, Associate Professor of Organizational Leadership at Northern Kentucky University, discusses how to get students into the act.
Over the past 20 years, Northern Kentucky University has taken a programmatic approach to incorporating a philanthropy component into our classrooms. Students are given real money, typically $2,000. They then identify needs in the community and nonprofits addressing those needs. The students in each class decide where to best invest their $2,000. Adding this philanthropy component has multiple benefits. There's the obvious benefit to the community. Our students have invested nearly $1 million in over 400 nonprofits. But the benefits to students are striking too. They become more aware of community needs and more committed to addressing them. On the academic side, student success measures are improved, from learning course content to retention and graduation. With over 6,000 students over two decades as our sample, we are relatively certain of these results. But something disruptive is happening in higher education. More and more students are attending class virtually. COVID-19 accelerated this transformation and made it even more important to analyze whether philanthropy has the same benefits in an online course as when added to an in-person class. I examined this question along with my colleague, Dr. Julie Olberding, who directs NKU's Master's in Public Administration program, by looking at course outcomes in student surveys. We found that the philanthropy experience outcomes were just as positive for online students as face-to-face students on various measures, including interest in the course, learning and applying course material, awareness of community needs, a responsibility to help others in need, and a belief that they can make a difference in the world. As one student explained, "I have learned that working in a team for a good cause can help a lot of people. I am now more aware of organizations in my community that are out there to help others."
That was Megan Downing of Northern Kentucky University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.